This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Ebola, like AIDS and polio and countless other diseases that came before it, challenges us. Not only do we need to address a new disease, but we are challenged with some of the old ethical, social, and public health dilemmas. There is the risk of death, the risk of contagion, the stress the disease places on an overburdened African health system, and resources that need to be taken from other health agendas to treat this international health emergency. How are we as a society to treat those who are sick and those who are at risk of becoming sick, and families of those exposed to the risk and those who are caring for the sick? Ebola is scary. It's an infectious disease with a very high rate of death, and there are no specific treatments other than supportive care. We know that the virus could, in a matter of hours, hitch a ride aboard a jet and reach a distant corner of the earth and infect new populations. This week, the World Health Organization declared it ethical to use an untested Ebola drug and vaccines in West Africa, although we are told the supply of these new drugs is extremely limited. The few who have thus far received the drug seem to be improving, giving some hope to an otherwise gloomy situation. So how should these very limited resources be fairly distributed? The choice is not easy, and there are several schools of thought about what constitutes a fair distribution of limited resources. Even without a new Ebola drug, there is the decision of who should receive care in the limited special care hospitals. Should the beds be saved for the youngest, or perhaps the healthiest? Should those who are the most valuable to society, teachers, health providers, and police, receive priority for these services? But wait, who really is the most valuable to society? Perhaps the answer is mothers and women of reproductive age, or older, wise men and women. There are other pharmaceutical experts who feel they have existing medicines in their medicine cabinet that, in theory, might improve the immune reaction of those who are very sick, drugs such as those used to lower cholesterol or treat hypertension. While there is a wee bit of theory behind such crazy suggestions, these drugs have never been tested for this purpose in animals or in humans. While there might be a possible chance of benefit, there is a much larger risk of harm from using these drugs in really sick people. It is these rare public health challenges that force us to confront our values, ethics, and priorities to assure that transparency, justice, and health are what are actually driving our decision-making. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.